with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. This week brings anecdotes from businesses on the state of the economy. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney has the details.
I'll be keeping a close eye on Wednesday's Federal Reserve Beige Book report, which will give us a look at how businesses are responding to tariffs and rising interest rates.
But first, here are some other top stories we're following. A tight labor market is giving employees more leverage to ask for better pay and benefits. Recruiters and employers say more workers are also getting promotions and switching careers in an economy that's added jobs for the past 99 straight months. The Labor Department also reported that wages have seen their biggest yearly increase in a decade. The number of people quitting their jobs also hit a 17-year high in 2018. Samsung, known for its electronics, recently entered the pharmaceutical market. But the South Korean company says it's struggling to make headway against established companies in the U.S. as it faces tough competition from biologic drug makers using rebates and exclusive contracts to keep their business. Samsung's CEO says it's been an uphill climb when it comes to the company's biosimilars or cheaper versions of branded biologic drugs. Samsung's also working to convince providers biosimilars work as well as the originals. T-Mobile and AT&T have vowed to stop sharing users' real-time locations with aggregators by the end of this March. The announcements follow a report by tech website Motherboard that it paid a bounty hunter $300 to track down a T-Mobile handset by accessing a feed the carrier provided to an aggregator. Carriers came under fire last year for their partnerships with aggregators, which have raised concerns over user privacy. The recent arrest of a Huawei executive in Poland on charges of conducting espionage on behalf of China could bolster U.S. efforts to dissuade allies from using the telecom giant's equipment as companies around the world race to roll out 5G, the next generation of wireless technology. Wall Street Journal reporter Stu Wu explains.
What happened in Poland helps the U.S. accusation that Huawei could be an agent of the Chinese government, because this is the first time they can point anywhere and say, hey, look, this person arrested on spying charges actually works for Huawei.
Polish officials said last week that Huawei itself had not been charged with any wrongdoing. Huawei has long denied that its equipment has ever been used for spying. Still to come, we'll run down this week's economic calendar. This week brings the Producer Price Index, the Federal Reserve's Beige Book, and the latest data on industrial production. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Cheney joins us now from Washington with a breakdown of what to look for in the data. Sarah, let's start with the data out on Tuesday. That's the Producer Price Index, which could give us some clues about that all-important measure, inflation.
Correct. So we have the Producer Price Index for December coming out on Tuesday, and PPI, as we call it, is a measure of prices that businesses receive for goods and services, and it showed some signs of moderating in November. Too soon to call a complete moderation in this inflation gauge. However, we have seen some signs of other inflation measures like the Consumer Price Index, which is more widely watched, moderating. On Friday, for instance, it actually declined 0.1%, and core prices increased 0.2% on the month. And so basically, we've seen inflation pressures sort of moderating over the past few months in aggregate, and that has kind of helped keep the Federal Reserve on track for its interest rate plans.
And that brings us to the Federal Reserve. On Wednesday, we'll see the Beige Book, which brings anecdotes from businesses in each of the Fed's 12 districts across the nation. That'll give us an on-the-ground look of the concerns Fed officials are hearing directly about the economy.
Correct. So the most recent Beige Book report showed that economic growth is pretty good, but uncertainty is rising as tariffs and increasing interest rates are sort of muddying the outlook for this coming year. So several businesses actually in Minneapolis, or the Minneapolis district, told the Fed that they put capital spending plans on hold due to uncertainty in their outlooks. And there are several other references to uncertainty in the previous Beige Book, primarily stemming from tariffs and interest rate increases. So it will be interesting to see how businesses have fared over the past month or so since that last report.
And to that point, we'll also hear from some Fed presidents throughout the week. The Fed did signal at its last meeting that it has more flexibility to slow the pace of rate hikes this year. But a lot's happened since the Fed's last meeting. What have we been hearing from Fed officials so far in the new year?
Fed officials have really laid the groundwork to take a break from raising short-term interest rates in the coming months. There's some uncertainty around how many times they will raise interest rates in 2019 as a whole. And that stems from a lot of different reasons. There's this question of whether the economy is sort of hitting a turning point. And if the U.S. economy takes a greater hit from economic weakness abroad and from market volatility than it is now, that the data are now showing, then the Fed really wants to have the flexibility in terms of its interest rate plans.
Finally, let's talk about a major factor that's been complicating the Fed's efforts to look closely at the economic data so far this year, and that's the partial government shutdown that has delayed or canceled the release of many reports so far this month. You wrote about this for the Wall Street Journal last weekend, also spoke about it on our podcast. Tell us about some of the important gauges that the Fed has missed so far this year and how that's complicating efforts to get a clearer picture of the economy.
So far, fortunately, in terms of the reports, the economic reports that have not been published due to the partial government shutdown, they're not quite as closely watched by the Federal Reserve as, say, the Labor Department's jobs report that was recently published, and also the GDP report that is still slated to publish at the end of the month. And so in terms of reports they have missed, we have missed the factory orders report, which provides some insight into the manufacturing sector. We've also missed the international trade report, which is important. It's important from a policy perspective even. So the international trade report gives us insight into what's happening with the trade deficit, and it's been widening. And we've also missed numbers on construction spending as well.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.